You know, what if somebody asks me to go into the slave trade with them? You know, what if somebody asks me to go to the Antarctic and live off whale blubber? And I go, uh-huh. What then? Go. You may really get into whale blubber and maybe your whole story. You don't know. You don't know. See, manifestors don't care about themselves. Projectors are only interested in why other people are so stupid. Reflectors wish they could be here all alone because at least it would be peaceful. Generators? You know, the sign over Delphi, it said, generators only. I mean, the manifestors got pissed and wiped it away, but I mean, generators only. You know, you come up there and the oracle looks at you and you say you're a projector and they say, no, 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 not here. This is not your place. This is only for generators. Only generators are here to know themselves. Which means if they don't, are they ever in trouble? And who do you think they know? They don't know who they are. They know they're not self. They know all the things they're not. This is their trip. You know, they think they know themselves. They don't. Their mind runs their life. Their mind is ruled by their not self. A generator with an open ego isn't going to know themselves. They've already decided that they are unworthy. They're spending their whole life trying to prove to others that they're a good person, a nice person, a smart person. They become those wonderful slaves. Oh, it's so easy to make a generator a slave. Wow. Just tell them to be like a manifester. And then they'll tap into their not-self. See, the thing that scares me is that human beings think they know their purpose. That is, their purpose is rooted in their not-self. You come into the world with an open ego. All you ever want to do as a purpose is to prove that you're worthy. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. Yet the mind will make decisions based on that. It will lie to you. It will lie to others. And worse, you become so dependent. See, I try to train wolves. The generators, the not-self generators. These are the great sheep of the world. Blind sheep. And in their frustration, they're willing to try just about anything. And it never has anything to do with them. It took me about 10 years to teach people about the not-self because I didn't want to scare them off. Because I've seen now that the not-self keeps the generator away from their magic, their mind. Their mind robs them of their magic. Think about this theme of satisfaction. This is the goal of the generator, but what does it mean? See, when I think of the generator, because I'm somebody who has absolutely no activations in the sacral, when I think generator, I only feel power. Power. See, for me, generators are power beings. They have this incredible depth of fertility in their energy. I mean, it is incredible what one can feel, because after all, if you have an open center, you amplify. I take in the generator frequency. I live in a house surrounded by generators. I have 3 generator children. I take in this deep, deep frequency, this power that is there. And you see, when the generator truly understands that this is what they're about, this energy, and only when that energy is used correctly will they ever know what satisfaction is. You see, a generator, when it does anything through response, think about what the mechanism really is. The mechanism isn't a mental thing. It is the sacral motor itself responding. It's the motor. What does a motor say? If we could anthropomorphize a motor, what can a motor say? It can say, I can handle this. You know, the little train that could. You know that children's film? You know, I think I can, you know? When the sacral responds, the energy is there, the power is there for whatever it is. Whether it's for a moment or for a lifetime. Whether it's a commitment to the moment or a commitment to the lifetime. It doesn't matter what it is. When that sacral goes, yes, that motor is saying, I can do this and more. What it's saying is that this is something that will use my energy correctly. One of the many things that I've taught generators is about how important it is for them to go to sleep when they're exhausted. You know, the worst thing for a generator is the false bedtime, the, oh, I've got an early this or that, so I'm going to try to go to sleep early and all this stuff. This is not a psychological thing. It's about the motor. The motor. You see, for a generator, every use of energy is like the journey to orgasm. And only when you really understand it that way will you understand what that satisfaction means. When somebody says to a generator, can you do this? And they go, uh-huh. In that moment, they are committing their energy not simply to the thing, but they're committing to use that energy to its exhaustion. This is what makes them special. See, generators are not simply generators, they are regenerators. It's something my son Loki taught me about. Telephones and batteries. You know, I was always keeping it on the charger. He said, well, the battery isn't going to last long that way. You know, make the battery go all the way out and then charge it again, and it really, you know. This is the generator. You have to use your energy completely. It doesn't mean that every act is an act of exhaustion. Please understand. It means that you will give all the energy that your sacral can produce for that thing that you've said yes to, and when it's done, you're going to feel satisfied. And it's a deep satisfaction. Generators are here to be used well. Your resource. You know, you have this enormous power within you. And all it takes is the commitment of your energy to what is correct. You know, and then I go back to the beginning and I think, Jesus, you know, I told them enough. You know, I traveled all over, you know. I did my very best as a 5 to seduce the hell out of them and get them to see, try this, come on. The mind. I mean, what a pain in the ass the mind is. How it gets in the way of everything. See, for a generator, the moment that your mind has taken over, you are really lost. You are never going to use that energy correctly. You're not. So you're not going to have the satisfaction. You're not. you're going to get this sick patina of frustration that covers this whole planet. See, I understand people in certain ways. One way for all of us to understand the other is to understand the aura of any type. Because the moment that you really understand the way their aura works, you get a deep glimpse into who they are and what they can do. The generator has an enveloping aura. Not like me, the manifester, with my clothes cut off aura. This big enveloping aura that takes everything in. This is how life on this planet is maintained. This is the force. And when you meet a generator and they put this aura around you, it also means because they have an enveloping aura, they are deeply vulnerable to conditioning. Deeply. Because they open themselves up so wide and take it all in. See, when you came into the world and you were a generator child, your parents began to train you to be a manifester. You know, this is the beginning of the end for generators. Nobody respected you. You were told what to do. You weren't asked. You were told that you've got to deal with things yourself, that your mind has got to decide what is right for you and wrong for you. That it is you that has to decide mentally what your world is going to be and where you're going to go and how you're going to do it. You know, I used to sit with generators in a reading. And I was trying to get across to them that their sacral can make noises. You know, it could communicate directly. And I'd be sitting there and I'm doing their design and I'd hit some button and there I'd hear them go, hmm. And I'd stop. And I'd say, did you hear that? And they'd look at me the way sheep look at you here when you show up with the headlights on. Hear what? Yeah, you just made a sound. No, I didn't hear it. Okay, I go back, I do the reading. I get to another hot spot. They go, hmm, whatever. I said, yeah, did you catch it? You know? Huh? You know? Eventually, I would say, look, when you hear the recording, the one making the funny noises is you. That's you. That's the one I'm going to trust. That's the one I'm going to believe. See, the nice thing about generators on the positive side is that they can be the most honest human beings that were ever put on this planet. Absolutely, purely, right there, truthful. You know, it's like generator lovers. I mean, if you want to see an idyllic relationship, generator lovers. You know? And one says to the other, do you love me? And they go, uh-huh. And the other one says, well, do you love me? And they go, uh-huh. Hey, that's love, baby. You know? That's real. By the way, if one of them goes, uh-uh, then you know. Don't invest in that relationship. It is not going to work. You see, in the end, the dilemma we have is genetic. It's always genetic. The genes say, I want that because I don't have it. You know? So we get attracted to all of these things that we are not. It is why you end up with generators who are with projectors. I don't know which one of them is more insane in that relationship. I think they both have serious problems, but nonetheless, you know. You know, we're really here to be with our own kind. But that's difficult to get to, because your mind isn't interested in that. It isn't sexy enough for your mind, you know. You know what your mind wants? Is what kills generators. Instead of discovering. Because you see, here is the blessing of the generator. is that life is truly going to give you your purpose. You don't have to find it. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to think about where it is or where it leads or what it's about. Because you cannot know. Nothing more boring than this homogenized world where everybody comes out of the same damn cookie cutter. That everybody's dreams seem to be the same. How sad. Because nobody knows what's possible. They just don't. They look at this very, very normal world and they just have to fit in by not being themselves. And then they never get what's theirs. See, this knowledge is about liberating your uniqueness. That's what we're all here for. And for the generator, it is so simple. It's just movement. We're moving in a Maya, and the Maya's a duality, and you got to go this way or that. That's the game. The mind doesn't know, doesn't care. You know that already. The mind will mess up your life, and then it'll come back and say, gee, well, that didn't work. Let's try something else that'll mess up our lives. Your mind doesn't care. Doesn't care how much it hurts, doesn't care how much you suffer. As a matter of fact, the worse your life gets, the more your mind has fun. Because it has so many things to be tormented about and so many things to think about that it just keeps on going on and on and on until you're dead, which is actually something that you're grateful for when you finally get there. And fortunately, given the fact that it's fast, you know, you can get over it in a hurry. Boy, that's not what it's about. But you see, because generators are born holy, they have to prove it, you know? They have to embrace it and earn it. And you can only do that by giving up tomorrow. All generators. You know? I mean, there are variations. I'll talk about the emotional after the break. But I really want you to grasp something about what it is to be a generator. Is that you are here to trust so deeply in the nature of being itself. It will provide. It's something so difficult for sophisticated, smart human beings to understand because they don't trust it. Those generator women that I sat with, thousands of them, and I'd say to them, you want love? And of course they do. And I'd say, well, wait for it to come to you. And they'd look at me like I'm crazy. You know? What do you mean? Even worse, when they were emotional generators, and I'd say, hey, wait for them to come to you, and when they come, send them away. You know, Prince Charming shows up, and you send them away. What, are you nuts? You know, Prince Charming shows up, I give him my room. Because they don't trust. Not only don't they trust, they don't think of themselves as being worthy. Who's going to love you if you don't love yourself? Who are you going to love if you can't love yourself? Because if you don't love yourself, what is love? Think about what lovers normally ask each other who are unaware. Why do you love me? Why would you ask such a stupid question? I mean, what a dumb thing. What is it about me that you love? Because I don't know that thing in myself. I mean, I'm really surprised that somebody loves me. What is that thing that you love? And of course, the joke is that the other person is also not self. You know? They don't know what the hell is going on. This is just the measurement game. This is just becomes the ugly, ugly, ugly Maya story. I love you this much. Why don't you love me as much? See, if you're going to live your life and you're going to be frustrated, then you're going to end up expecting somebody else to get rid of your frustration. And when your frustration doesn't go away, you've got lots and lots and lots of things to blame. Oh, generators are the masters of the blame game. They're the great quitters in this life. See, it goes back to being an energy being. This is what you are. You're the pure force of life on this planet. I mean, you got to grasp that. If you don't grasp that, you don't understand what you're here for. You are the force. I mean, manifestors, projectors, reflectors, we are parasites. And I don't mean that in any kind of nasty way. You know? I surround myself with generators. Keeps me alive. You know, this is the life force. No escaping it. But think about what this life force is in reality, in this world, now. These enveloping auras. 4.5 billion generators on the planet. I mean, 4.5 billion generators. Well, you know, half of this planet is deeply deprived and unhappy. This is the generator's world. This is the world that we all live in. I walk in this ocean of generator conditioning. It's everywhere. All these generators running around, doing things, deciding with their mind, making up their life story as they go along. Putting out nothing but wave after wave after wave after wave after wave of frustration. You can smell it. See, when I take a generator into my body and I take that sacral frequency, sometimes it is so uncomfortable I can't stand it. It is literally such a disturbing frequency. It's like this magnificent motor that's never been tuned. Never. Instead of purring like a Ferrari, you know? Sounds like an Ibiza truck on a bad day. It's physical. See, for me, the whole generator world is a physical world. It's something that you can feel. I feel it. It's like a curtain around me. I mean, in my house, I have a generator-free zone. I do. I have a generator-free zone, you know? It's a place where I can go and save my sacral, you know? And it doesn't matter whether they're nice generators or they're my children, or it doesn't matter what the hell it is, you know? This frequency, how powerful it is. And then you begin to think about what it means when this frequency is distorted. I think the most difficult thing for generators, because they have an enveloping aura, is that human design is so personal and is so much about them and nobody else. You know, this knowledge works one person at a time. It's my journey, you know. I walk along my way and I deliver my message and I just, you know, after that walk on. Because you don't know. Because there's nothing that I can do. You know, this is not a place where you take somebody by the hand and you guide them along. That era is over. I am not in the sheep business. I train wolves. I train people to be abnormal. This is my job. Not to be a sheep. Not to function in the way in which we have always functioned, which has brought us nothing but the misery we have on this plane. And I tell you, it pisses me off with generators because it's so damn simple. I think one of the confusions is that people really don't understand what human design is, because there is so much information. And I don't think they get it. It's just about decision making. This is what this knowledge is about. It isn't about anything else. It's about knowing how to make a decision as yourself. Your mind makes not self decisions. This is not your inner authority. The only thing mind is good for is what I'm doing right now, outer authority. Each of us has a right to be a source of unique outer authority. That is our potential. See, what human design does is it says, look, we live on a material plane. We are the embodiment of the form principle. We have a form principle intelligence. Let's let the form principle intelligence run the vehicle. You know, it's the first thing you notice when you look at a human design chart. You see there are two calculations. It's about understanding that these two calculations represent two different kinds of cognitive potential. The cognitive potential of the personality, which manifests as mind, and the cognitive potential of the vehicle that runs these things. I mean, I worship at this temple. This is an incredible thing, this machine. I mean, very, very few human beings even have a tiny, tiny grasp of what it takes to keep one of these things functioning. The millions of things that are going on in this body at any given moment. And the illusion that human beings have that their mind runs their life when the mind is totally dependent on the brain. What are you going to do if I whack you in the head with a hammer? You think you're going to philosophize with me after that? I stick a couple of needles up your nose and give you a frontal lobotomy? You think you're going to have a great conversation with me? You sure look like Buddha state though, but... the mind is a byproduct of the brain. It's sort of like gas. And you see the brain and how the brain functions, how the neurotransmitters are going to work, the way your lymphatic system is going to operate, the way your glands, your organs, your eyes, your nose, your life, everything. This is the thing. You see, I met all these people along my way in the New Age, and they have all kinds of nice, interesting, cutesy kind of stuff, you know, that they've inherited over generations and generations. And then I try to explain to them that the personality is a passenger that just takes a ride in the vehicle. And they nod their head, sounds cute. And then they keep on making up their lives with their minds, as if the passenger could possibly drive the vehicle or know anything about the vehicle. Imagine what it would be like if you were like a dolphin and you'd have to remember to breathe. Because dolphins have to remember to breathe. Think about what it would be like if you had to remember how to breathe, how to use your muscles, how to walk, how to talk, how to eat. That you had to spend all your time thinking about how to make all of that work. See, it's time that we begin to respect this intelligence that runs these vehicles. And you see, the vehicle is here. This material form is here to be complete on this material plane. The mind is secondary. It's secondary. It's the pleasure of watching the movie. Oh, my mind loves to watch the movie. It's delicious. I can remember when I tried to write the script, and I was in one of these bad horror movies, you know, it was not nice. See, it is a... The mind robs us of the one chance we have. We are living in extraordinary times. We have the mechanics. We understand how the vehicle works. We understand how this works. Mechanical strategies work. They do. And what does it mean? On this form plane, we are all moving. Moving. It doesn't matter whether our minds can't grasp that. We are moving in space, and everything is about direction. Human design is full of the language of geometries, trajectories, fractals. We move along lines of geometry. And in that movement, our vehicles know where to go. Our vehicular intelligence knows where to go. It's the onboard computer, the onboard navigator. See, what we do is we interfere with perfection. We just get in the way of it. Because we think somehow that these minds really do, in fact, control these lives. And they don't. And you never get to see the wonder. The wonder. See, because when we're brought up in this life, we're given a whole set of expectations that are guaranteed to fail. And as generators, those goals that are there in front of us and the dreams that are there in front of you, that the frustration just begins to develop. You take on all these layers of conditioning, start living out a life that's not you, where frustration is normal. Where what you feel as a not self incorrect generator is considered normal. It's a horror. Nothing is going to change on this planet until generators change. I can rant and rave till the end of my days, and I will. But this world will be changed by generators, no one else, one by one. The magic of that aura, the magic of that enveloping aura, when a generator is correct, that aura has an enormous impact. Well, the other side of that impact when they're incorrect. And it still goes back to the same thing. See, generators have to have, in a sense, more courage than anybody else, because if you don't surrender, you can't be a generator. You know, and every messenger, guru, teacher, you know, has all tried to bring humanity to a recognition of what surrender is. But of course, it was always very difficult because they never had any mechanics. I mean, they didn't really know how it worked. They just had an insight. See, generators are designed to be surrendered beings. In the deepest sense of that word, no one else, in fact, is designed to be surrendered but generators. This is what you're here for. You're the ones that are supposed to teach everyone else by your example. It is the very way in which you live your lives that influences the world around you more profoundly than you can imagine. You walk into the supermarket as a correct generator. What your aura is able to do to others. And it doesn't mean it's, you know, in the moment and, you know. You're a life force. You're perfect. You know, this is the magic of being a generator. Like insects. No tomorrow. You know, that's the mantra of the insect. No tomorrow. No tomorrow. No tomorrow. Let's see. Let's see what comes. Nothing else. See, then you begin to see the beauty. You do. I mean, it really works. There are people who have been there, done that, know it. But boy, what a trip to shed all that crap that you've been given from the start to begin to see who you are. This knowledge is not for adults. What a drag in my life to have to teach adults. Wow. I mean it. Deeply conditioned, fucked up, layers and layers of shit in your head. It's so amazing that any of you are here. Really, I'm impressed. It's for children. So they don't have to be messed up. So they don't have to wait until they're 40 years old to discover, oh, gee, something seems to be wrong here. You know? Maybe I should do something about that. What should I do? You know, hard to change your life late in life, hard to give up the habits. I know you have to be deeply dedicated as a generator, as an adult, to really make that jump. See, as much as I thought it was easy, I know it's not. See, as a manifester, to be alone is the easiest thing in the world for me. I am always alone. You cannot get into my aura. You cannot. I have no problem with aloneness. It's not about lonely. It's aloneness. Generators are not here for aloneness. They are here to take everyone and everything in. They do it without choice. They do it without thinking. It is their nature. It is their aura. And you see, in this knowledge, if you cannot stand alone, you're lost. It is only for you. It is not for anyone else. There is no one else who can discover who you are. No one. And there is no one who is going to understand where you are going, because you don't understand either. It's what's so beautiful about being a generator. You know, there's this cosmic innocence that's built into it. Truly, you're holy ones. I don't make that up, and people who know me know I don't use those words lightly. You know, you're here to be that perfect example of life. Not like us parasites that have to hook in all the time and hold on and, you know, all us non-sacral beings. But then we end up being dependent on the world that you make for us. And we're not happy with it, you know? And of course, the dilemma is that human design is not messianic. You know? Out of 7 billion people on the planet, there's about 30 million that could grasp the possibility of what this knowledge represents, approximately. A percentage, by the way, that's never changed in the whole history of humanity. It's always the same fractal, it's always the same geometry. It's always the same old karma. It's like those people who have come up to me every once in a while and said, you know, I've been waiting all my life for this. Well, nice. Yes, I know. There are some of us who have been. But you see, you can't wait for anybody else to do this for you. You can't. It either gets to you, and you experiment, and you begin the process, or not. You know, I used to do these public introductory lectures. I was mentioning it the other day. I stopped a number of years ago in Vienna when I decided that it would be really a lot of fun to have a sword and cut off the heads of those people in the audience who I knew didn't belong there in the first place. And I realized that I liked the idea so much that I thought it was time for me to stop doing that. And you know, it's this thing I feel about generators after 20 years. You know? Because if you're not ready to become yourself, go elsewhere. Be not self. Join the rest of the zoo. You know, for me, none of this is personal. It's just about correctness. We live in a window in which knowledge has been given to us at the end of our time. This is not a place where anything is beginning. Don't you believe it for a moment. This is a time where everything is ending. It's why we have knowledge like this. It's why we can understand that the great homogenized world is going to move on and past us. That most of humanity will never, ever, ever have an opportunity to understand what it is to be here and how beautiful it can be. This is not the planet of suffering. This is something I know. You know, this is our moment, us humans. This is our time to see the glory of what it is to be just alive by our own authority. Your authority. Generators have a deep habit of giving up their authority to everyone and everything. It's what they do. They give away their lives by giving other people power over their life. And whether that is spiritual, philosophical, whether it's governments, parents, children, it doesn't matter what the combinations are. We are not here. We are not here to live by anybody else's authority. You see, if you're a normal person, your life is ruled by many, many forces. And you bow your head to all of those authorities and you never live your life. Never, never. You see, when you find your inner authority as a generator, when you trust response, to understand what that truly brings you in this life, it breaks the covenant with all of those forces that have distorted your life. It gives no one the right to judge you. It gives no one power over you. You get your life on your terms, your way. I bow down to nothing, nothing. Long ago, I broke my covenant with gods and all of these things. I run the show. My authority. And when I say my authority, I'm not talking about the way I think. I'm talking about this thing, my spleen, that runs my business. I long ago gave up being concerned about how my life works. I get up in the morning. I seem to be alive. The rest is just watching. There is nothing else to do. See, I wait for that magic of the awakening of generator power, real power. The power that comes to beings who use their energy correctly. You get more and more and more and more powerful. There's this enormous resource in a generator. The fact of the matter is, generators don't even need to sleep. Sleep, by the way, is a luxury for us non-sacral beings. Thank God we get a break. That is, if you sleep in your own bed, you know. Generators. Wow. See, they're the only ones that actually have the power to get away from the program. See, human beings, in my Night Forces teaching, talking about dream rave, you know, the program is designed recognizing that we're useless and incompetent, so they program us deeply while we're asleep. Generators actually have the capacity to bypass all that. I mean, the ideal of the generator, this perfect use of energy. See, that's what you're here for. You're energy beings. You are the energy beings. And so what you begin to see is that, you know, when somebody comes up to you and says, oh, I really like you, and I would like you to come with me, would you? You know, what you're really hearing from your vehicle, one way or the other, is whether you have the energy for it. That's all. Because it's all about your energy. See, there may be somebody in your mind looks at this person and says, oh, they'd be this and that, and this would be great, and that would be great. And what your sacral is saying to you is, no. We cannot handle this. This is not right for us. We are not going to be able to use our energy well. We will get no satisfaction. Thought that was cute. Mick Jagger, who's a projector, singing, can't get no satisfaction. He must have been raised by generators. No satisfaction. Because you don't use your energy correctly. I mean, this is what generators are here for. This perfect usage of energy. And the most important thing in a generator's life is, No, baby. No. Big no. Big no. Teaches your mind a really good lesson. Because you see, the mind doesn't care. The mind will think, this is really not a great idea, but shit, let's try it. You know? It's the mind. It always sort of, you know, yeah, but if we don't do it, then they're going to be upset. And, well, you know, we might as well, and we'll get out of it later, and, you know, and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Instead of, No. See, if you're a generator, 30% of the world is trying to live off your energy. You know? All those people who are non-sacral? I mean, if you don't know how to use your energy, you're going to be very, very, very useless. You're going to have your energy stripped from you. You're going to have your frustration multiplied. And how do you think people get you to misuse your energy? They tap into your not-self mind. Mind trip. See, it's not about no mind. It's very important to understand that. Mind is a very beautiful thing when it's your outer authority. I would like to think that I could be interested in what each of you would have to say to me in a conversation. It'd be nice to think that. I don't expect it. I don't expect it because human beings do not display unique cognitive expression. They don't. People talk in homogenized cliches. They just do. They don't really express their unique truth. You can tell. And yet this is the potential of mind, which is so beautiful, but mind like this does not emerge when mind is busy bean counting. What I'm going to do today, and what I did yesterday, and what am I going to do with this person, and that thing, and boom, boom, boom. There's no mind there. There's no beauty in that mind. This is a confused passenger. And I don't know what to do. So they try to look for some other confused mind to lead them. The blind leading the blind, as it were. Maybe I should just start smacking you. I mean, that might work. I don't know, but there are certain things one could give a try to, you know? Okay, let's have a break. Thank you. was it?